Just sitting in the hot seat for a little bit longer till Gaz wakes up in Perth and takes over for the remainder of the show. Just a great honour, Tim, to be talking to, consider him an old friend, Johnny from Epping. I love listening to you guys talk to him every Friday morning. How are you, Johnny?
Not bad yourself, mate. Welcome back to SEN.
used to ring in the bearded burbler all those years ago, Johnny, and you'd bring the quail in to our outside broadcast. Jeez.
That's all right, man. Yeah, you remember all that, the good old days?
I do remember the good old days, like they were yesterday, Tim. Now, Johnny, Tim will chat to you mainly, but I want the earthquake during the week. How did you feel it out there?
No, I didn't feel nothing at all because I had my earplugs with my little radio on, was to do a bit of work here on my front garden, do some hedges, and I didn't feel nothing. And all of a sudden, I saw my neighbor run out from the front door, 100 kilometers an hour, and he was screaming, earthquake, earthquake. And I said, what is an earthquake? So, yeah, the whole house was shaking. And I said, well, I didn't feel nothing here. Because I was listening to the radio listening at the end.
If you were clipping the hedge, I wouldn't like to see the hedge after the earthquake. It'd be a bit uneven this morning, wouldn't it?
No. I'm going to send you a photo. It's a perfect.
Perfect. It's a big.
Perfect.
Hey, Johnny, it's a big weekend. I've got to say, you were absolutely spot on with your Brownlow prediction. You said Ollie Wines, didn't you?
Yeah, but it still amazes me. Johnny from Epping, I have to compare with two big champions, Carolina, Tim Watson, and I predicted exactly how he's going to win, and he did win. And I would have liked to see Carolina fight when you missed that and he missed that and I got it right.
He sent me a text message straight away. Johnny, he did. He said that bloody Johnny from Epping, he's got it right. He's done it to us again.
Can I have a little bit of a talk to Anthony for 1 second, please?
Yes, Johnny. Okay, I'll turn my mic off.
Okay, no, you can listen. Now, I want to say to Anthony, if I was a multimillionaire, I would offer so much money at SCN to stop that number 13. Every time that number 13 come on, it ruined my day.
Right, you're not happy with it?
Oh, I'm telling you, remind me back all these years of that Franklin Tasmania, he killed us.
I'm sorry, Johnny. I apologize for that.
You ruined my day, mate. Every time that we play that.
No one remembers who they were playing, Johnny. Don't worry about it. Just celebrate, buddy.
Oh, no, not really. Not really.
Hey, now, can I ask you about Ben Brown? He's obviously, you loved him at North. Are you going to be cheering for him tomorrow night?
Oh, of course I do, mate. Of course I do. I hopefully I see him lifted up their cup. And I tell you what, it was a couple of weeks ago, I would have predicted Melbourne going to win a bit easy, but now look like the things changed. The Bulldogs, they went back 2016 on the last week when they get all the good players back and everything. And I think they are a similar position tomorrow. Well, so if Melbourne can stop Whiteman and Smith, they got a big chance to win. But if they don't stop them too, I'm telling you, they're going to give them a Melbourne hard time.
Okay, Johnny, we've only got 1 minute left. I was driving home from work last night. I had the window down just a little bit, and I thought, I've caught the sniff of something. That sounds like a pumpkin risotto being cooked somewhere across Melbourne. Did you have pumpkin risotto for dinner last night?
Yes, we did. Yes, it was really nice.
Beautiful. Did Marissa cook it for you or did you cook it?
No, she done it. She cooked it up.
It's been great to talk to you again this morning, Johnny.
Great to catch up, Johnny.
You enjoy the grand final over the
weekend.
Thanks,
Anthony.
And we'll catch up with you again next week. Great for you and Anthony to reconnect after all these years.
Look after yourself.
You too, mate.
13, Johnny, 13.
No, don't say that again.
13!